Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Tim Casey, a senior staff attorney with Legal Momentum, the nation's oldest legal defense and education fund dedicated to advancing the rights of all women and girls. Welcome to Background Briefing, Timothy Casey.
Thank you.
And clearly, the candidacy of Newt Gingrich is on the ascendancy. He's even ahead in the polls down in Florida. And there is, I think, a reasonable chance that he could even be the candidate to challenge Barack Obama. But he has made made a big deal, if you will, out of food stamps. And I take it that what you're trying to do is correct the record here. The historian apparently has got his facts wrong.
Well, yes. He has made statements suggesting that, food stamps is a program just for black people. And he's also made statements suggesting that, people, kids who are poor, are poor because their parents don't work. And the reality is that only about 25% of food stamp recipients are black people. And the reality is that the majority of poor children in this country live with a parent who works. It's important that people understand, the truth about the food stamp program, the truth about poverty in this country. The food stamp program is a program that has enjoyed, broad bipartisan support. It was created several decades ago, and it's existed through Democratic and Republican administrations. It provides benefits to the nation's poorest families to help them eat. The average benefit per person is only $135 a month, and benefits can be used only for food. Three-quarters of all food stamp households include children, minor children. One-quarter include a person who is aged or disabled. It's true that the food stamp program has grown in recent years, but it should. In hard times, the program is designed to grow. That's how Congress created it. It's a program that when more people are jobless, when more people are in need, the number of people getting food stamps should go up. So we should be glad that the food stamp rolls have increased in recent years, because if they hadn't increased, that would have meant that more families would have been living in extreme poverty and facing hunger. Even with the food stamp benefits that they receive, about half of those receiving food stamps say they struggle to put enough food on the table. And about one-fifth said they have to reduce the amount that they eat because they can't afford to pay for food. So it's a program that does provide vital assistance, but it doesn't do enough. And instead of, creating an atmosphere, as some seem to be doing, aimed at, undermining the program, we should be, proud of what the program's achieved, and we should help it to achieve more.
And Timothy Casey, Newt Gingrich has suggested that he's made the statement on a number of occasions that President Obama is the food stamp president, and then under Obama, more people have been on food stamps than ever. But that apparently is not true. I think George W. Bush's predecessor had more people on food stamps.
Well, again, in all administrations, Republican or Democratic, when poverty and joblessness go up, the food stamp rolls go up. That's how the program is designed. It wasn't President Obama or President Bush that created the program. Congress created the program. And Gingrich was in Congress when, it voted among many times to continue the food stamp program. So it's designed to do that. The country should be proud and glad that it's doing that. I think most people in the country do want, programs for those who are in need to help them, have enough food on their table. The program, as I said, the food stamp program has enjoyed broad bipartisan support, and I hope that it will continue to do so.
But what contradicts what you're saying, though, is that it's being used as an election year issue. So surely Gingrich, and by the way, Romney is using this issue as well. He's urging a reform in the food stamp reform in quotes in the food stamp program, along with other so-called welfare reform initiatives that Romney's got. So if both Romney and Gingrich are playing to the Republican base, beating up recipients of food stamps, surely they must, their research tells them that there are a lot of people in America that think, there's something wrong with helping the poor.
Well, again, I don't know, why people running for office say the things that they sometimes say, but I think the reality is that the national polls tell us that the vast majority of Americans do support providing aid to those in need, and that's why we have programs like the food stamp program. And I hope that we'll continue to have a program that has broad bipartisan support. I think it's true, though, that you know Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and some Republicans in Congress have talked about trying to reform food stamps, in quotes, the way cash assistance for poor families was reformed in the mid-1990s by Republican Congress, but signed into law by President Clinton in 1996, the so-called welfare reform law. And, of course, that reform, the welfare reform, has had a terrible consequence for poor kids in this country. Prior to welfare reform, 3 out of 5 poor kids indeed got cash assistance. Now it's down to about 1 out of 5. So the concern is applying those same reform principles to food stamps could have potentially disastrous consequences for low-income families, reducing the number of families who receive assistance and the amount of assistance that they get.
So do you think this issue is going to come up in the State of the Union tonight? The president is supposed to be taking a more populist tone, and given that the food stamp issue and him being accused of being the food stamp president has been bandied about a lot by Newt Gingrich, is there any likelihood in your mind, Timothy Casey, that the president will come to the defense of this program?
You know, he hasn't consulted me, so the honest answer is I don't know. I'll be listening tonight. And I know that there's some concern in you know that the Obama administration has not achieved everything that some would want it to achieve in helping poor families, but I think it has had a very good record with respect to the food stamp program and encouraging states to reach out and provide assistance to those families that are eligible. And when the Obama first took office as part of the Recovery Act legislation, they made some significant improvements in the amount of food stamp benefits that poor families receive. So I think the administration deserves credit for what it's done with the food stamp program. And whether or not President Obama talks about the program tonight, I can't imagine that he would stop being a strong supporter. And I can't imagine that leaders in Republican and in Congress, many Republicans, will continue to be strong supporters as well, because, as I've said, program has really had a long history of bipartisan support, deservedly.
Well, but the subtext of what Gingrich is saying, the code that he's putting out to his supporters in South Carolina and in Florida, and presumably through the Super Tuesday southern states, he'll continue accusing President Obama being the food stamp president. The subtext there is clearly suggesting that black people in this country are predominantly on food stamps, which my understanding is not the case.
No, it's not the case. It is absolutely true that poverty rates are higher for black people in this country because of a history of discrimination and its continuing impact. But the majority of people in this country who are poor, and the majority of those receiving food stamps are white. Only about 1/4 of those receiving food stamps today are black.
So, again, the historian simply got it wrong, but to my mind, it indicates, that this is demagoguery. It's not about the facts. And you've argued, Timothy Casey, that the American public aren't quite that spiteful and hateful, that they don't enjoy beating up on poor people.
I don't think they do. I think the vast majority of Americans are supportive of programs that aid those who truly in need. And that's what the food stamp program does.
And we're talking about 46 million Americans living in poverty, the majority of whom are women and children. You made a hint, I think, that that could even be higher, right?
Yes. The poverty statistics come out in September of each year and the data for the year before. So we won't know until September of 2012 how many people were officially poor in 2011. But based upon a lot of different signs, we would expect that the number of poor in 2011 would be larger than the 46 million who were poor in 2010.
So just in closing then, Timothy Casey, the SNAP program, as it's called, the food stamps program, it's called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program,
right?
SNAP. You think it's in solid ground in spite of this electioneering on the part of Romney and Gingrich disparaging the program? You think it's in solid ground?
Well, I hope that it is. It has been. As I said, there have been proposals in the House with some significant Republican support that would make, in my mind, do real damage to the program. But we'll have to wait and see what actually happens. But I think the program has had broad bipartisan support, and I hope that will continue.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Timothy Casey.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Timothy Casey. He's a senior staff attorney with Legal Momentum, the nation's oldest legal defense and education fund dedicated to advancing the rights of all women and girls. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. And this program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.
Appeared by 9:30. Who will ever know how much she